This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It's not a done deal, but a deal in principle. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias gets some reaction to the weekend bargain made by House Republican leaders in the Biden administration to raise the U.S. borrowing limit.
Hours. You've got work requirements to help people out of poverty into jobs. You've got reforms that we can build things, cut the red tape. We capped so the president can't just spend money wildly. We're actually spending less than we spent last year. That hasn't happened in Congress. So maybe it doesn't do everything for everyone, but this is a step in the right direction.
Despite some legislators taking to social media to criticize the deal, Republican Representative Dusty Johnson told CNN's State of the Union program that he's heard from several mainstream conservatives that they'll vote in favor.
Supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan celebrated his victory on Sunday after he won a runoff for a third term in power.
Tayyip Erdogan is staying on as president of Turkey after winning the runoff presidential election on Sunday with just over 52% of the vote. It was seen as the toughest political challenge yet to his increasingly authoritarian rule, now set to enter its third decade.
Kimse kaybetmeyecek demiştik.
Speaking to supporters outside his home in Istanbul before the final results were released, he said Turkey is the only winner today. Thousands of jubilant Erdogan supporters celebrated in Turkey's streets.
That's Reuters' Olivia Zelino reporting. And this is VOA News. Explosions rattled Kyiv during daylight as Russian ballistic missiles fell on the Ukrainian capital. The barrage came hours after a more common nighttime attack of the city by drones and cruise missiles. Debris from missiles intercepted by Ukrainian air defenses Monday fell in Kyiv's central and northern districts during the morning, according to officials. And they said the fragments landed in the middle of traffic on a city road and also started a fire on a building's rooftop. Japan said on Monday that it is preparing to destroy any North Korean missiles that threaten its territory. This is after Pyongyang announced the planned launch of what it said was a satellite. More from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters such a launch would be a serious violation of UN Security Council resolutions condemning North Korea's nuclear and missile activity. South Korea also called on the North to scrap the planned launch. And China's foreign ministry called for dialogue to ease the escalating tensions. Reclusive North Korea has conducted a series of missile launches and weapons tests in recent months, including a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. Japan expects Pyongyang to fire the rocket carrying its satellite over the southwest island chain, as it did in 2016.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Meanwhile, South Korea is striving to become the world's largest arms dealer with its speedy turnaround and delivery. An arms deal with Poland is its stepping stone, to tap into the European market, Reuters' Almond Lee.
At this factory on its southern coast, automated robots and workers are churning out artillery vehicles destined for Poland. It's all run by Hanwha Aerospace, already the globe's top maker of howitzers. The company is a big part of the $14 billion arms deal that the South Korean government struck with Poland last year.
China's homegrown C919 jet completed its first commercial flight from Shanghai to Beijing on Sunday.
President Xi Jinping hailed the project as a triumph of Chinese innovation. Some of the plane's first passengers were equally enthused.
I'm feeling very emotional. Actually, when I heard about the C919's maiden flight, I spent the whole week paying attention to everything about this development. I was paying attention to when tickets go on sale, then I tried to buy tickets from the moment they were released.
The plane completed a two-hour flight from Shanghai to Beijing with China Eastern Airlines, with a return scheduled later in the day Sunday. And
that's Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.